For the latest news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring the Boston Bash Brigade, visit our website at www.b3crew.com.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BostonBash Brigade. Follow us on Twitter under our respective pen names.
And don't forget to check out the rest of the Land of Esh programming, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues program.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 162. You and me make we. Part 1.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
Blue on, I care.
And we've got ourselves a very special episode today, because we're going to be focusing on the release of the Nintendo Wii U. And we've got some special guests joining us. First of all, we have Issues Guy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We have JC Riley.
Hello, how do you do?
And we've got ourselves two super awesome guests with us. First off, he is a self-proclaimed George Clooney of video game journalism.
No, it's proven. It's proven. What's this proclaimed? It's proven.
Oh, it's been proven?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. The king of drunken gaming, the DCD.
Hey, what's up? How are y'all doing?
We're doing very good. And the master of the modern day vernacular, the king of rap and hip-hop within the video gaming realm, the one, the only, Mr. Hip-Hop Gamer.
No stranger to danger, number one journalist. Quickly, I changed the game up. What's good, man? It's your boy, Hip-Hop Gamer. How y'all feeling?
We are feeling good.
Good.
What's up, man?
I'm good, man.
Now, a quick question to you, Hip-Hop Gamer, because I know you carry around that championship belt with you.
Yep.
How often do you get challenged for it?
All the time, actually. No bullshit. Like, I get challenged all the time. But it's the reason why I still got it, because all the challenges always come up short. So at the end of the day, I am who I am for a reason. And I'm always looking for new challenges to come try to take the tag.
See, he says that, but then every time I run, oh, no, DCD, I'm busy. I don't want to challenge you. No.
Oh, you know, DCD, all right, let me tell you, he be cheating. Because,
oh,
like,
I'm cheating!
The more you drink, the more power you get. So I can't rock with that.
Yeah, it's like Popeye with his spinach and way more reliable.
It's like, hey, let me go for that belt. I'm trying to go to the bathroom here.
You know, bad timing.
But I know when you go to E3, they've always got the WWE superstars riding around there, because they're always showing off the latest WWE games there. I'm curious to know, have you ever ran into one of them? And what are their thoughts when they see you with that belt?
Well, I ran into a few of them at E3 and outside of E3. I ran into Big Show and stuff like that, and he loved it. You know, he had a good time. Kofi Kingston, we actually did an interview, and he had his Intercontinental belt, and I had the Hip Hop Gamer Heavyweight, you know, John Cena spinner. And it was just a lot of good energy and stuff like that. But one dude that I bumped into that wasn't too much of a fan of it was Sheamus.
Really?
Sheamus is a cool dude, but because I think he just came off a fight with John Cena, and he really don't like John Cena, and you know that belt represents John Cena. And so, like, he was like, he didn't really want to hold it, but he held it anyway and showed me love when we did our interview, so that was pretty dope and stuff like that. But, I mean, he's a real cool guy, but you could tell that he takes the wrestling persona personally, you know what I'm saying, on it.
That's funny, because John Cena is from our area. In fact, one of my sister's former boyfriends wrestled with him back in high school.
Oh, wow. Amazing, yo.
Yeah. And he was pretty talented back then as well.
Oh, I didn't know, because I couldn't see him. He said, can't see me. I know. No. Bad
choice. In January, I got a brand new belt coming. Brand new, completely different. definitely more me and geared to everything that I'm about in terms of hip hop and games. So
yeah, you see, yeah. I want to get. I don't know if you remember the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Of course,
the Million Dollar Belt.
He had his buddy Virgil with him that eventually used to kick his ass.
Yeah, I know, right?
Broke up. He paid. He's the one that bought Andre the Giant off to fight Hulk Hogan on Piper's Pit, and you know, get in his face,
yep,
and choke him out and stuff like that. And Hulkster's like, no, oh yeah, no, no, you know. That was more.
I still think his biggest feat was when like Dusty Rhodes brought in that female valet and he bribed her.
Yeah.
That what's her name? That girl, I forgot her name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, that was just sad. I was like, what? You would give up love for money? What kind of world is this?
Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I know, right? I don't know what brought that sing-along up, but okay.
Yeah, sometimes we wind up singing along to stuff here, so just a fair warning there.
Thanks. To go off track.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so let's start this sucker up.
Okay, so first day, when it comes out, November 18th, or if you're really lucky, the very, very early November 18th of the midnight, when it officially launches. Like, who is there for a midnight launch? Were any of you there, or...?
No.
I think a lot of stores didn't do it because they were worried about security issues, like people getting jumped in the parking lot and shit.
Yeah, and you had two midnight releases a couple weeks before with COD and Halo the last couple weeks before, so I guess some GameStops didn't want to pay their employees. I heard things like that as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think most of us, or at least everyone here, King Baby Duck and I, we got ours first thing in the morning, you know, waiting outside in line on Sunday morning.
Right. So, when you first got there, like, what was the line situation like?
They were like, well, the thing is, with GameStop, they only took, like, so many orders for, like, the premium and the regular bundle, so there was barely a line where I was at. Then I decided to go over to Best Buy for shits and giggles, see how many people were there, and they were like, maybe 5 people who were picking one up. Because they were just, like, not crazy about picking up the 8-gig bundle. Because they had heard, like, you had to download the firmware and that takes away 5 gigs of the system memory. What's that leave? Like, enough memory to do game saves, you know? It's like pretty they much. Weren't excited about the basic model. They wanted the premium, and since all the premiums were sold out, there wasn't that high a demand for it. But watch. I mean, once stores restock and everything, people will be jumping all over each other.
Yeah, trust me. It'll be like that Black Friday video that's been going around crazy.
Oh my! Yeah, I was in the middle. I actually went to Walmart for Black Friday. You've never seen so many people go gaga over $2 waffle irons. You know, it's my picture.
I didn't see this particular video that you guys are talking about right now. You might have to link me that.
Walking Dead, Georgia. Any correlation? No.
I swear, I was talking Anchorman. Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Out of hand fast.
Brent, you had a hand grenade?
No, I don't know.
Where'd you get that Triton?
Yeah, I know. Brick killed the guy. Yeah. You might want to lay low.
You might want to lay low for a while. You're probably wanted for murder.
All right, Hip Hop Gamer, what about you? What was the line situation like for you?
Oh, yo, it was weird because there wasn't nobody there. Like, for real. I mean, it was like 3 in the morning. I drove around to my Best Buy. Out there. Then, 6 o'clock, nobody out there. And I think it was at 7:30, there was one person that came out there. And then after that, I had got online. So, it was literally like 2 people out there at like 7:30, and the Best Buy opened at 10. And then eventually it started to, you know, more people started to come and things of that nature. But I was so surprised that it wasn't a big frenzy. And what I mean by a big frenzy is, I know in Manhattan at the major stores where Reggie Fils and May was at, I know that's going to be a big frenzy because it's actually an event.
Yes.
Any store, you know, Grand Theft Auto or Halo or Call of Duty comes out, there's a good amount of people out there, you know, and to not see that happen this time with a console launch, you know, it kind of proves what a lot of people were saying, including myself, is that Wii U, I love the system, but it's not being treated like a next generation platform, even though there's no cool things with the screens and stuff like that. But in terms of performance-wise, you know, you're not going to look at it as a next generation console, like something that you've never seen before in terms of performance. That's right. One.
I expect it maybe for like until like the next year until we see like the much bigger games coming out for the Wii U.
And that's the thing, as well as there are a few really great titles, and I mean we talked about them pre-show of the ones that we're going to talk about. There's some good games. There's not one launch title with the game that you have to own in the sense of me being a Zelda fanatic. When the Wii came out, I bought Twilight Princess before I could even locate a Wii. I needed to play that game because I'm a completionist and I need to play and complete every damn Zelda game there is. I feel like Nintendo messed up in their timetable with releases of games, and they should have tried to make it so they released the new Wii U Zelda with this system, or at least Pikmin with the system, just to enhance the hype a little bit, because I think ultimately too, hype is driven more by games than systems because of the way that stores set up their events and stuff. I mean, obviously when the new system comes up, when the Wii came out, it was ridiculous. You know, when the 360 and PS3 came out, it was, you know, insane launches. But I mean, people go crazy every few months for games. If there's a must-have game that gets released with the system, the system sells out. I mean, it's sold out anyway, but I mean, it's crazy hype. You know, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
You know what I think it is? The problem is people, I mean, Nintendo is all like, and now we're hyping all new experiences. I'm like, yeah, I'll be able to play Batman Arkham City and again, Mass Effect 3 and Darksiders 2. Wait a minute. I own these games. You know, it's like there's nothing aside from what you can do on the little touch screen there with certain features. There's nothing that says, you know, this is an amazing new generation. I mean, a lot of the games we've already seen, we've already played through and everything like that. I mean, yeah, the touchscreen does make them new experiences, but we've played these games before. There's nothing that really, I mean, aside from maybe Armored Edition being able to, like, throw a Batarang and control it like a steering wheel, you know, there's really nothing. I don't know. Just, to me, I think there should have been, like, more. You know, there shouldn't have been Call of Duty Black Ops 2. There should have been a separate Call of Duty Black Ops game. And I don't mean to classify it. That game sucks.
I mean, there
should have been a game that should have been tailor-made for the Wii U, not ported.
That's where my excitement lies for the Wii U, because Zombie U, I only played a little bit of it because the way I do my reviews, you know, I videotape, you know, myself playing the game, but for the very first time, so people see my natural reactions, how I feel about it, if I love it or not, or whatever, and they see what they're going to be spending their money on, if they want to or not, you know, so my reviews are always the most authentic way to do them, like, in my opinion. But I would tell you this, though, like, Zombie U, that one game alone sold me on Wii U, and because I'm going to tell you right now, Zombie U has some of the best texture details I've ever seen on any console game this generation, period.
I think my thing with Zombie U is its approach. It really is about survival. You don't have a shotgun with empty shells. You don't have grenades. Okay, you are literally fighting for survival, and if you die, the only way you can get your supplies back is if you find your zombie self in the game and kill it.
Yes.
That's authentic. I love that.
So, I'll tell you, and to me, that one game alone right there is like Halo 1 when Xbox, the first Xbox came.
Okay.
Like, I love it. You know,
that's a good analogy right there.
I just said Xbox, and my Xbox came on.
Wow. Like, it listens to you.
What about me?
Gamer tells me.
Dave, you're not supposed to do that, Dave.
You're cheating on me. You won't.
Already got attention.
Right, so we'll touch more on Zombie U a little bit later, but with the whole,
I mean, like the line thing, I mean, when King Baby Duck and I went to go get our systems, there were probably, I'd say, six to ten people in front of us in line that were just trying to get systems at the door. And of course, the GameStop comes out, "Ladies and gentlemen, there are no systems inside the store, just those."
Is that how they actually sounded?
Yeah, he sounded exactly like that.
Thank you very much for coming to GameStop.
I'm comfortable up the Earth with my P-31 space modulator, because it marks my Google Venus.
Yeah, that's when you know you got to stick up your ass.
You
sound like a douchebag.
So, and he's got a really lame ponytail, too. He's like, I don't like that guy.
He looked like Darnell from
Worst
Kids
employee ever.
A little bit.
Worst video game release ever.
So they all ran off. off, and then there were probably about four of us that had pre-orders. I mean, because of the pre-orders, people could just show up at any time within the first couple of days and grab it. So it was created so there would be no hype, especially at, you know, GameStops. It was just the way they did it is just was so casual. I mean, we were the first two to get it, yep. But there was no one.
There was confetti flying everywhere. Exactly. Going, yeah, you're the first person. Hooray.
Hey, guys, what do you want to pick up today?
I got my picture taken with the mayor.
Exactly. You know?
I was given the key to the city.
What city?
It's a celebration.
Lynn?
Sale.
Of Nintendo Land.
Of Nintendo, yeah. It's full of gumdrops and
ice cream.
And rainbows.
Yeah, it was really, it was kind of a very casual launch, you know, not a lot of craziness.
Which is what I think people should practice in the future.
Yeah, I mean, why do we have to, why does everything have to go so crazy that people are beating up each other and, you know, jacking people outside of stores for game consoles? And I feel kind of, I think it's kind of funny some of the people that bought it and tried to sell it and not having as much luck, you know, as time
before.
Were
you on eBay?
Yeah, exactly. I went on eBay that night just for a joke, just to see what people had it for. And someone had it up there for like 800, you know, a deluxe package for 800, 900 bucks. It was like zero bids. I mean, no one was bidding on anything. And it was just...
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yes.
Do you know what made me just curious and stuff? What Hip Hop Gamer said about, like, you know, they weren't treating it as a next generation console and stuff. And it just made me think about, like, you know, the hype that was there for Sega CD when Sega Genesis came out. Because, like, you know, or even just 32X and stuff. Because it was a new edition that was supposed to promise a new gameplay, but it was just the same games and stuff. So
I think it all comes down a lot to the confusion of the E3, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Where it was first displayed, and everybody, right from the beginning, it was confusing whether it was an attachment or not, and that sort of feeling, for whatever it's worth, we can talk about how stuff really affects, but the first time you see something, the first time you see that hot girl, you'll always remember that time making eye contact with her. You'll always remember first impressions. And that first impression just dissuaded a lot of people from thinking of it as just a extension. I know my shirt's awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, the thing is, I think another thing is that Nintendo's advertising was way off. I mean, you remember like the good old days. This is back like the commercials like Super Mario Brothers 3, where everything was epic, where everything, this is a huge new experience, everything like that. Wii U, let's turn on the dubstep and get everybody in rooms.
And it seemed let's get people from the Jersey Shore in commercials for it and stuff too. And what's awful too is the commercials seemed to not show up until 2 days before the launch too. It wasn't like you didn't see during football games, Wii U coming up with new Matt. You know, like you should have just seen it hyping everywhere.
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no.
But it's something that I think should be said. I think the problem, you know, with this generation is I think there's a lot of people that are afraid of competition, yet they're in competition. And what I mean by that is me and Torrance, we always bring this up, you know, like back in the day, but there was this Crash Bandicoot commercial where he was standing, Crash Bandicoot, outside of Nintendo's headquarters.
Yep.
And he was talking mad shit like, yeah, we're 3D, and you still running and jumping doing your bullshit, but we representing, like, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's like, yeah, we better than you. We know that. The fans know that. And I'm at your own house showing you that. What? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And to me, I feel like the competitive nature with these consoles, which actually made it fun for all the consumers, I feel like it's gone. I feel like people are trying to be too political, trying to be too proper, trying to be too this. When you're in a competition, like, we could be best friends. But if we're in a boxing match tonight, yeah, we friends. But for the next 12 rounds, I'm trying to fuck you up.
Yeah,
we're
going to kill each
other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like...
That's what made Magic Johnson versus Larry Bird so great. No, it's what... Yeah. It wasn't because that battle, that it's what my problem with, I couldn't agree with you enough. It's about that, it's like that in sports, it's like that in everything. Everyone's afraid of competition, afraid of arguing. It used to be that, you know, you go out to dinner after the game, but during the game you want to kill each other.
And yeah, exactly. Like, and to me, I feel like the more we compete, the more you have a respect for what I've created. Because what I've created is worth competing against because it was so great.
Like,
you
know, we respect the guy so much, we want to do everything we can to top him.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like if I was a game developer, right, and I analyze Naughty Dog, and I analyze Sony Santa Monica, and I look at what 343 Industries did with Halo, I'm going to sit back as a game developer. I'm going to play their games. I'm like, yo, these dudes is amazing. Damn, I can't stand them. How did they figure this out? Yep. Shit. And then I got to do something to make them say the same shit I'm saying about them. Say that about me. You know what I'm saying?
But, see, but the problem with that is Nintendo, right from the bat, I don't think they got that stance right. Let's take a look at the E3 press conferences this year. Like Microsoft, yeah, we're going all out. Sony, yeah, we're going all out. Look, here's The Last of Us. We blew somebody's head off with a shotgun. Nintendo, here's Nintendo Land.
What?
Fireworks!
Hooray!
I'm telling you right now, at E3, they should have had the Black Ops 2 reveal there, and they should have had the Bayonetta 2 bombshell there. That would have helped them instead of Nintendo Land!
Nintendo's pussied out of the console war ever since they lost the GameCube battle.
They're going after
casual. It's crazy, and to me, you know, like I love the Wii U. Don't get me wrong, I love the system. You know what I'm saying? I know what it's about. But and here's the secret to Nintendo's success is that same positive energy. You know, it's always good to be positive and bring people together. That's what I'm all about as a person as well. But I also know that in the world we live in, you know, you can't always play the nice guy role too. You got to show that you got some backbone and you can stand for something. You know what I'm saying?
And
that's the element that I feel that Nintendo is missing. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, they did a lot of good things with the Wii U, but it's not going to be what the Nintendo Wii was in terms of the impact that it had. Because everybody that got a Wii, for the most part, is going to be content with their Wii because they're not actually the hardest of the hardcore gamers that won't need everything every time it comes out. You see what I'm saying? So the damage that they did with that is cool. But now I feel like they're kind of back to square one with how the GameCube and the 64 was. And I'm going to be honest, when the next PlayStation, the next Xbox gets shown, matter of fact, Sony's E3 13 conference, I'm going to go on record right now. I'm going to tell y'all something because I found out a lot of things, you know, when I was at Sony's cocktail party earlier this year. And I'm going to tell you something, you know what I'm saying? The combination of PlayStation 3 and the next PlayStation and what they're doing for E3 and Gamescom on a parallel level, I think they're going to shock Microsoft. Because Microsoft got some stuff too, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I think from what I know now and from what they're attempting to do, yo, Sony, to me, I feel like they're going back to the roots that made PlayStation 1 great. You know what I'm saying? In terms of that killer attitude, that killer instinct that they had. And yo, I'm so excited. But the problem is, once PS3 and once the next PlayStation and the next Xbox start to show face, Wii U is not going to be able to have a leg to stand on if they're trying to attack their HD hardcore market.
Yeah, and at least
Nintendo, what they need to do now, Nintendo needs to focus on its roots as well. They need to remember that a lot of their fans grew up with the NES and the Super NES. I'm talking the new Zelda that we want. I'm talking. Yeah. I wanted to see a Metroid Prime. Is it just me, or does the Wii U feel like a game? Metroid Prime would fit on a Wii U, like crazy. Star Fox, F-Zero, I'll even take Kid Icarus Uprising if it's done in HD.
I agree.
Just
with
something,
you on that.
Anything, not Nintendo Land.
More new Punch Outs too.
Punch Out.
More Punch Out. More
Punch Out. Oh my god,
that was one of the best Wii games that came out.
It really was. And you know, I even liked the 2-player mode. Believe it or not,
It was interesting.
The 2-player was like split screen. I was beating up a friend. It was like you're picking up my screen. I'm like, I have no choice. We're both on the same screen.
I'm raged, and then you turn into this like giant weird.
Yeah,
crazy
I know. He-Man.
All right. Well, I wanted to say from my perspective of like the whole thing, because I'm broke, I had to go and use the King's system. But more or less, my concept is I don't think this had as much of a drive because of the fact that, I mean, the economy is kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Next to that, I mean, that's probably like the Nintendo systems now aren't. You know, I mean, this system originally should have came out beforehand. The setup, how it was, better graphics, better motion, everything like that, that this game, and that I was able to actually sit here and play at the King's House. It's a hell of a lot better, and this would have made a lot more sense if this came back, like, when it originally came out.
Like a year ago.
When the original Wii came out.
This should have originally been
the Wii regular, like, just straight out. And that's the issue that I have is that it just shows Nintendo's a little bit back again on that aspect. But yet, this is why people, like, when a PS3 came out,
People were fucking ganking each other, and I mean literally, like, with guns and just fucking shooting. I mean, somebody had a fucking baseball bat with a nail
in
it.
They were the new Air Jordans. They were, like, killing
people. They were fucking, yeah, they were going to town on people just to get a fucking PS3. And, like, Sony was choppering them over by, like, fucking helicopters and shit, and just, that's what it was.
We have another murder.
There was a supply and demand aspect. Now, with the Wii U, it's probably not as, I mean, I know that the holiday season's coming up and stuff like that, and they put it out, like, at the normal friggin' time that they've been always releasing these fucking
games.
Same
month that they
released the Wii. Somebody will buy the fucking, buy the fucking game system, put it away in their closet for the little kiddies later, and, you know, they'll open it up on Christmas Day and go, woohoo, all my friends have already been playing all these fucking games. Yeah, I know. So, my concept is that, yeah, there wasn't so much of a supply and demand kind of thing, and to say that, you know, on eBay, I mean, hell, when the newest, the Slim Xbox came out, I had put money down on it when it came out on eBay, and somebody fucked me and ran with the money, so you gotta watch out with that aspect, too. But, so if somebody was putting up, oh yeah, I gotta pay $800 for the Wii U, yeah, okay, they're probably gonna scam you, but more or less that's what it is. They had, from an economic standpoint, I feel that this should have came back just beforehand. Because right now I have the Wii, and I haven't really been able to use it so much. I mean, I've been mainly on my Xbox 360 playing a lot of the Call of Duty or whatever other games that I love to play on there. It's just one of those things where it's hard to, like, a lot of people can't always stand up and play the fucking video games because they're so tired from work and other everyday activities.
I mean, ultimately, I'd say I could count on, well, two hands how many Wii games through the whole life cycle were must-plays.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch. There's a few that were definite must-plays.
Yeah.
But I would say there's probably about 10, if I really stopped and thought about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe more. Maybe I'm forgetting a few. But
I mean, I do like the aspect that I've been able to turn my TV into, like, an arcade, you know, thing, and, like, have the Wii gun system and just be able to shoot at the TV instead of having to, like, you know, go and keep putting and feeding quarters into that goddamn Terminator game that I play every fucking time I'm at the movie theater. But,
Is it the Terminator 2 game?
Yeah, that Salvation.
Oh, okay. I still remember the old school. God. Like, I was in Vegas at Circus Circus, and they had this amazing arcade. Sorry, so quick side note. So I went in there and I played the old school Terminator.
Yeah, the one with the machine gun and Aerosmith in the background. But,
Wow. I remember that joint, son.
I love that game. That's one of my favorites.
Still one of the greatest rail games ever made, in my opinion.
So, okay, sorry for the
sidebar. No, but I'm just saying, like, in retrospect, I think that this is why the whole setup with everybody, that there wasn't people going out there and beating the shit out of one another just for a Wii U. It's because most of the people...
I'm trying to imagine what criminal type that would be anyway. Give me your Wii U!
Yeah. What did you say? You laugh at him? What did you say?
I live in Lynn, so whatever, you know. Most people would probably... I wouldn't want to be down in the GameStop in Lynn, downtown Lynn.
That's true.
So basically,
give me your Wii U. You gotta make sure that my wiener.
Yeah, basically, you got.
So what are you in jail for? I tried to steal a Wii U from a nun.
Well, yeah.
You got to park in a place that actually is well lit and whatnot. You can see 360 degrees around the car because there's mirrors and shit. But yeah, it's one of those things where you'd probably get, you know, beaten over the head and then your Wii taken away from you. So, or you got to have bodyguards and shit like that. But
can you imagine bodyguards?
Yeah.
Back up.
Back up, bang! Oh, great.
I just think there was moderate hype between the people that are hardcore Nintendo fans that wanted a system like this from Nintendo for a while. But as word on the street, like, hype, besides that created by, you know, the media, you know, I'm talking about myself here, the media, besides that kind of hype, real natural word on the street hype, I mean, I have to keep telling my everyday friends, my civilian friends, about the Wii U, you know,
yeah.
I have to be, you know, well, oh, come over my house, check, no, come on, it's on, you know, and there's not that sort of circling, I mean, what did Reggie go on the Jimmy Fallon show? Like,
yeah.
That's it, I mean, like, go on every one of the shows, be on the friggin' Today Show, be on, go everywhere with it, give one to Ellen DeGeneres, let her hold it.
But yeah, that was the one thing when the King went to E3 and stuff like that, and he's like, oh, dude, the Wii U is awesome. What the hell is it about? Like, what is it? Well, there's a new controller aspect to it. What do you fucking do? Wait, what the hell
are
they
going to do? High definition. Oh, okay.
Yay,
high definition, but what's up with the tablet?
Y'all pretty much know how I get when I'm passionate,
man.
What
do you think, man? Do it.
Yo, you know, what I don't like in this industry is that they got the wrong people representing the actual games.
Yeah, they do.
Like, like, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Reggie Fils-Aimé, President Nintendo, congratulations to all success. But he doesn't know anything about his own product. And I'm gonna tell you why. I got two reasons. One, my man actually got a recording of him and Jeff Keighley talking, and Reggie was like, "I don't even play these games anyway." Heard up. I actually have a recording of that. That's one. Two,
such bad PR.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I understand that you got teleprompters to help you through a presentation, whatever. But seriously, when you know your system and you're passionate about it and you really are about what you talk about and represent, like, a teleprompter should just let you know the next topic you're going to talk about. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't have to be word for word. Because you know what this is.
You should be practicing that for weeks and months.
I feel that gamers don't have the stronghold in the game industry like they used to in terms of voice. Now, social media stuff, that's great because everybody has a voice in terms of that sense. But I'm talking about a voice in a situation where that voice could mean something and be heard on a certain platform. Like, you know what I'm saying? I really feel that needs to change. Like, I would love to see, like, you know, somebody that, like, the first person that stands online for 7 days waiting to get a game system. I want to hear that person on stage talking about some shit.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. Why don't you get somebody like Triforce? I mean, this guy has been hardcore Nintendo since day one. Someone that really get him to like, oh yeah, this shit's real. Let me show you. And then show off Zombie U instead of like going on a show. Well, this is the new system that is everybody. Blah, 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 you know, something like that.
I hate robotic. French food.
It's so robotic. Real gamers know what's real and what's not. We spend money. Like, we understand what's good, so you can't sell us on that bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. Everybody, we have a better bullshit detector. We're like kids, in a sense, because we never lose our
youth. Exactly.
So we have a good sense of, like, bullshit. Like, when you walk into a room and a kid's like, that guy sucks. You know, we know it. You have to have a good person, someone that believes it. I'm not saying the guy or an actor or something, but just someone that eats, sleeps, and bleeds it and breeds it, that just can go out there and talk from the heart about something. That sells something more than any advertising campaign you can get. If you get somebody that's out there and is believable doing it.
We need Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, you know, that's right, baby. Buy a fucking Wii U.
Shop smart, sharp ass smart. Bang!
If you want to know about Nintendo's... I'm sorry, hip-hop, not to interrupt. I just going to say, if you want to know about Nintendo's focus, just look at this I'm not a gamer advertising that they fucking kicked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not a gamer, but... You know,
I'm young and attractive.
Then they bring in Nicole Kidman. Don't get me wrong, Nicole Kidman's fun to look at, but why would you bring in Nicole Kidman for a game campaign?
Yeah, he wants to see Tom Cruise used condoms. Anyway, so for the most part, it's one of those things where, you know, I feel that
best transition ever, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be where the Jersey Shore is actually going to be promoting, like, Wii U or, like,
it is.
New stuff.
Jenny,
like,
J-Wow's in the Wii U commercials.
Does she say Jim Tan Laundry Mario?
She's dancing around in, like, the Just Dance section of one of the Nintendo commercials. I swear to frickin' Christ, it's her.
What?
I'm sorry that I know this, but
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I am. I'm really sorry, but I'm sorry.
But he's
that not. And a bunch of other different things is the reason why, like, a perfect example is how G4 is transitioning into, like, some GQ kind of station where it's because they had people who knew video games.
G4 is like fucking MTV right now.
Yeah, pretty much now.
It went from, hey, all gaming, hey, this game is this game is that.
Adam Sessler.
Oh, yeah, we gotta go watch. I love Ninja Warrior.
Reruns of Cops and Cheaters and, let's do movie marathons. Yes.
I love Ninja Warrior. Like, that was a fucking cool aspect that they added to there. But Cheaters, yeah, like Cheaters and all that other stuff, I definitely think that shouldn't be added to
it. I don't
want to
see good-looking people, like model-ass people, telling me that I should buy these sneakers to buy a game because they like it. It's like...
Oh.
Echo.
Is that Echo?
Yeah, that Echo.
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 I'll back the mic.
Yeah, don't talk, man.
Don't talk.
Yeah. Just do hand signals the rest of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready, and go.
Flags. Flags.
Flags, everyone.
Semiform.
So, one of the things that happened when we bought the game, when we set the internet,
The long ass update.
Yeah, the update didn't bother me as much as, well, sorry.
It probably wouldn't bug you as much as, like, when you turned off the system midway through the update and bricked your system.
Yeah, that would have really bothered me. But I guess I'm sorry. I'm hearing myself too much, so it's hard to talk. Just let me stop.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man.
No, but what pissed me off more than necessarily the update, because I expect that sort of stuff, even though that should have been out of box. But what pissed me off was how awful it was to go between applications on day one. How it took 20 minutes to bring up the systems menu, just to change some settings or things like that. Loading in the game and taking time to load up. Like, those load times from the menu screens bother me way more than waiting an hour for a systems update, because, you know, I'll deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. What I didn't like. In terms of the update, I don't give a damn, yo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As long as my system works and I can play it, I'm good. I don't care about no damn update. Everything updates.
I agree. You know, it's perfect to catch up on some reading or something while it downloads.
Yeah, everything updates. I'm not worried about updates. I'll tell you what I don't like. And me being a journalist, this is what pissed me off. I'm the kind of person, I like stepping to people. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people is full of shit. And if you call them out, like, in person, or you put the camera to their face, they're going to start stuttering and all this other shit, and then you shut down their whole website like that. So check this out, right? I forgot the name of the website, but this dude going to do an article talking about, like, why you shouldn't buy the Wii U, or why everyone hates the Wii U because of the load time that when you first get it. So I said, seriously, dude, you're going to make an article. Had that shit be like the main shit on M4G just because you had to wait for an update, and you're the same dickhead that brought the system and probably playing it and enjoying it right now, but yet, you know, you're going to let your personal panties, you know, out there like that. Yo, it's stuff like that that pissed me off, because nobody says anything. It's like people always be like, oh, well, that's his opinion. Nah, fuck that. Like, I don't care what opinion anybody has. Opinion is there to be challenged. You want to know why? Because if somebody got something going on and you got the balls to say something about it, then I got balls to say something about what you had to say about that. You know what I'm saying? And regardless of what you say, whether I like it or not, you got to convince me to at least respect it, meaning that you got to have something that's significant to support your claims. It's not about if I agree with it or not. It's about respect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it's like, well, that's a problem. Nobody got respect for anything no more. Everybody, especially like gamers nowadays, they feel like they owe something. I'm like, yo, let me see you make a damn game. Like, you know what I mean? This shit ain't easy. Like, you know, and being on both sides of the field and meeting with developers and seeing how they think and things that they're trying to do, some of the things that fans get mad at the developers about, it's not even the developer's fault, because the publisher may tell them scrap that because we got a deadline to meet. So there's something that they could do but can't do legally. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's a lot of shit that nobody knows, and that bothers me. And when I see articles like that, it puts a damper on the actual industry, and that trend is a bad trend. You know what I mean? And that's something that I really want to change.
No, it's almost like I remember when Knights of the Old Republic 2 came out and everyone was complaining that it seemed rushed at the end, and that was because the studio was pushed and pressured to release that game way earlier than it had to be and not figure out all the bugs, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. And I mean, especially with Wii U, it was on a deadline to come up. That's why the people that are complaining about, like, oh, those things should have been in the box on day one, they're just trying to find something to complain about. You know, the only things that worried me a little bit, like I said, was when I... in the middle of my Nintendo Land, the first day I played, randomly my system started screaming at me, going, ah! And then froze.
I would have cried right there.
Yeah, that was bad.
I would have cried right Nintendo there. Like, if my system would have broke or messed up or something like that, I would have cried. I would have made a video cry.
I freaked out. My girlfriend and I started panting. And I called Nintendo, and they actually said it was normal.
Oh.
They said it will be fixed in an update. They were very friendly, but...
Yeah.
Did those assholes from the commercial show up and like be like, we would like to play?
We would like to play. Not yet. Maybe eventually. It'll be like the Mormons when I was in Salt Lake City. They show up. Would you like to accept Joseph Smith?
No.
No. I just be nice to you.
Oh, wow.
A Mormon joke. Yes.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. Like I said, I have issues. People are always talking to me on the streets. I look like Jesus and Russell Brand had a child. I can't help it.
All right, Jesus. Now, would you like to get together and shag now or maybe shag later?
Yeah, I had no problem with the update. All I did was just sit down, catch up on some meeting, look at all the manuals so I know how to play all my games, edit the games that I bought to the Club Nintendo stuff, and by the time I was
done, so I got this t-shirt. I got the Club Nintendo t-shirt for my points for the Wii U. And then I played a game of Sexual Duck Duck Goose. I don't want to talk about that in public, but it was hot.
Wow.
Yeah. Duck Duck Goose. Now it's a new game now. It's called Duck Duck Goose Motherfucker. I'm in the back of you, bro.
I love transition. But yeah, no, the wait time was fine. I mean, that was normal, like Hip Hop was saying, that's just a normal load time for new software that you get, hardware that you get, excuse me.
Yeah. I also want to bring up one other thing. If you try to transfer over your data from the Wii to the Wii U,
so
it's the cutest thing in the world. You see all these little Pikmin running around these little gears and everything like that, moving your data over.
Yeah, it is.
Now,
the
if the update had been like that, that would have been great. But no, this is just the Wii to the Wii U transfer.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something that's beautiful about the Wii U, yo. Real talk, and I actually love the community.
It's really awesome.
How Super Mario Brothers got 32,000 people and everybody's roaring shit and texting shit and letting you know what's up and this and that. Yo, the community in Nintendo is like phenomenal. I actually, the way they did their community, I actually like it better than Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah, the way it's integrated into the game and you can just.
So, I will tell you this. I wouldn't even say this is an exclusive yet, because this is actually a story that I'm working on. But I'm not sure if Nintendo got the bug in their ear or whatever. I don't know. But PlayStation Home is supposed to be a major part of the interface for the next PlayStation.
I didn't even touch that really on my PlayStation 3. Like, I keep forgetting that PlayStation Home exists.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, I know it's kind of funny, but PlayStation Home got, like, a billion users right now. It's ridiculous, and they make a lot of money off of it, like, for real. But my thing is, PlayStation Home, and exactly what you say, how you said, like, you don't even think it exists because it's non-existent on the actual main dashboard. Yeah. One of the main changes to the next PlayStation when it comes to interface is it's supposed to be a PlayStation Home-like interface where you got people walking around. It's like, as soon as you turn the system on, there's a community there.
That's so not going to be as nice of a community.
Yes.
There's definitely not going to be as nice of a community.
There's going to be a lot of pricks on that. That's the only the only other thing that I have an issue with.
Muggings on PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be like fucking.
But you got the Nintendo Mickey Mouse army that's policing any penises that get drawn. immediately. Every penis that gets drawn is like,
I don't think so. But
that was the worst Mickey Mouse ever. I just sounded like you were snorting crack.
That's good, Mickey.
Coke.
Hey, Mickey Mouse has to be a Coke.
Hold on, Minnie. I'll be right there. No, I think the thing is, I mean, Nintendo's got a good community, but you know there are those people out there who want to do nothing but draw penises.
Yep. No, that's right.
I think my cousin Teg is going to be one of those people. Yes. But but no, it's one of those things that you know, like, that there's always the people
What I don't like is you can't control everybody. You know, if somebody's going to be an asshole, they're going to be an asshole. You can't blame the company for an asshole. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But, I mean... Dealing with assholes is part of the game, and it's part of the fun too. I mean, I have fond memories of Baron's chats back in my WoW days. But there's a lot of assholes out there. But for the most part, I agree. Though Nintendo community so far has been really awesome. It's
you get lost just looking at
in the middle of the game.
I love being able to play the game and look at something different on TV at the same time. Yeah. Like, I love everything that they're doing. I just feel that the energy behind the Wii U is nowhere near the energy that was behind the Wii. And the reason why is because here's my theory. You know what I'm saying? And this is a cycle. I'm doing an article on this as well. You know, there comes a point in time where, like, here's the three stages of death and basically resurrection.
Except.
So what this is, you go through a, when you first starting out, you ain't got nothing to lose, so you're putting your balls on the table, you're ready to go, when you first starting out. Then when you successful after putting your balls on the table, now you want to maintain that. So what you do in the second stage is you find out new and innovative ways to maintain your position. But then what happens once you get that position and you at the next level that you thought you'll never get to, you become cocky. And everything that you work so hard to build, you start losing. And then you start the whole scenario over again so you can get back to that same dominance that you had when you first started.
It's like a girl trying to get you hard. And it's like she gets you hard, then you get to that point, and you explode, and then you got to get hard again.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. That's all I was thinking about the whole time. I don't know why. I'm just playing after that pornographic duck duck goose motherfucker game I was playing earlier.
Now I'm gonna bring it all home. Now
you know what it is? It's like I'm playing as Travis Touchdown and No More Heroes. You gotta charge up.
Exactly.
Keep charging up the.
Wank 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 wank.
PlayStation 1, right? Came in the game. Nobody expected it to do anything. Had nothing to lose. It was just trying some shit out. Okay, cool. They did it, made it happen, blew up. PS2 came along, and what they did was, because they had experience with the console, now they knew more. They knew how to utilize what they had and make it flourish to the proper levels.
Yeah, they were able to learn from their mistakes of the PlayStation 1 and then just kick ass on it. Because that's what, I'm saying cliche, but we all learn more from our fuck-ups than our successes. Yeah.
And then when PS3 came along, We the shit, we the best, we've been dominating for years, so let me just do what we want to do, and boom. And now that allowed Xbox to creep in and Nintendo Wii to creep in and put them in a great position where they probably wouldn't even been in as good as the position that they're in now if PlayStation would have that same killer mentality. You know,
it's so funny that it's all Nintendo's fault, too, because PlayStation people were working on the Nintendo 64. And so they initially were pissed off people that started it, so it's...
Yeah, exactly.
So they had something to prove because Nintendo fucked them, basically, you know, when it comes down to it. But
yeah.
But whatever. That's a different story altogether. Different issue altogether.
So the reason why... So I said all that to say is that right now with the Nintendo Wii... I feel like Nintendo's at that spot where, like, we came in the market, we dominated, we know what to do, 97 million sold, what, now what? And now with the Wii U, it's like they're taking shit lightly.
And what was interesting, too, is when they came in with the Wii, just to back up your point even more, when they came in with the Wii, they had a sort of blasé attitude about it initially. I mean, they were like, we're doing something new, but we're not competing with those other guys. You know, we can't compete with those other guys, you know, or, you know, we're not getting into this console wars thing until they won. Then they were like, we won the war. But, like, at the beginning, when the Wii first came out, I remember specifically, they were like, this is a different experience. You know, you can own one of those other systems and own our system. Come in. So they didn't really have that sort of cocky-locky sort of thing going on. But then, you know, 96 million sold. It's like, okay, we're back in this game. You know, I mean, they lost a lot of steam the way PlayStation 2 whipped and beat and then tarred the GameCube. I mean,
which was a shame because I felt like the graphics on the GameCube was better.
But other than, you know, Smash Brothers, Resident Evil, and the Zelda games, I mean, there was... If you didn't own a PlayStation 2 in that generation... You had a problem.
Yeah.
You know, which I didn't. You so needed to own a PlayStation 2. It was
not yourself a gamer and not have had a PS2 in that era. Like, exactly. Ain't no way in the world. Exactly. No.
You had to have
it. It's impossible to not have one. Like, for real.
But yeah, it'd be like, I was too busy with my GameCom. I'm sorry.
I got my Sega Saturn.
Wow. That's the first time I've heard anyone mention the GameCom in like 15 years.
I know. That's the first time I've heard that mentioned.
I got my Neo Geo in one game.
Oh, God.
That costs $700.
Hey, I am getting a Neo Geo X just because old school. I got to do it like that.
I was psyched that that was one of the things.
Oh, you be selling an Atari 2600 and Sega Genesis for $25 at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that Sega Genesis is actually a pretty cool deal. What was it, like 80 games built in it, and you could play Genesis cartridges?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yo, I was to get it just because. I love games, like, for real.
Yeah, and that Flashback 4 is pretty cool,
I'm
too.
I'm going to Toys R Us after this.
But anyway, off topic. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm just saying, those are good deals.
Okay. But speaking of just something we were talking about earlier, that was That was such a great era of games, the Genesis Super Nintendo battle, because of having that healthy competition you were talking about between two companies that were pushing each other. It had sort of like, you know, they'd hang out and have fun, you know, but they hated each other, but they didn't really hate each other. I mean, they'd sit down and probably have coffee sometimes, you know, but they weren't afraid to rag on each other.
They all went back and forth and stuff because they took a master.
Like nowadays in this industry, it's like, okay, I'll give you an example from a journalist standpoint, right? In the whole journalism industry, you know what I'm saying? It's like the way I am and the way I talk about things, you know, I'm real blunt. I keep it real. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people feel like, oh, hip hop, you shouldn't say that because of such and such. And I'm like, yo, why y'all acting like y'all so scared all of a sudden?
Yeah, what are you scared of?
Yeah, precisely. It's like, oh, what? Why are you saying? Because if you say that, they'll probably not give you any more free stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I give you an example. When I put the video out about the way IGN did Medal of Honor dirty, by 1 minute you supporting Medal of Honor, saying that it won you over and you guys is great, and then you give them a 4 out of 10. Right when Call of Duty is about to come out, it's like, doesn't that seem kind of fucked up, kind of odd? You know what I'm saying? And then the person that reviewed the game is the same dude that lied about the Ninja Gaiden 3 review, who didn't even play the game.
Like, that was a great video, by the way, dude, and I need to give you props for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I actually liked Ninja Gaiden 3, and, you know, it even got better on the Wii U, but we'll get into that. But I was like, you know, you got to call it how you see it. I mean, as a game journalist, I call it as I see it. You know, I wasn't crazy about Medal of Honor Warfighter myself, but I didn't go and give it like a 2 out of 10 like some, you know, some sites did. I called it as I see it. I thought it was good, but not amazing.
We're at such a
and then by the same token, you know, like the Wii U launch, I got to go through the whole list and everything, but I already got my disappointments and I already got my good picks. So, you know, what am I going to do?
But we're at such a weird time where gang mentality is so much easier than having individual opinions. You know, and like people just want to pile on or you know, not be afraid to disagree with other people because they're afraid of a confrontation or afraid of talking, because it's the same thing. If you confront someone about their opinions and actually look them in the eye or actually challenge them, and stuff, half the time they're like, oh, I agree with you. I was just saying. You know, it's like, whatever. They just want to agree with you. Shut up. Argue with me. I'm an idiot sometimes. I purposely be an idiot sometimes just to hopefully get rises out of people so that they're assholes to me. I mean, come on. I just want it.
I mean, even when I'm drunk, I always manage to keep my tweets in line and everything like that. I mean, very rarely do I get into this encounter in which, like, oh, fuck you, you know, whatever. Yeah, you know, there are situations where someone will rub me the wrong way. Like, you know, I'm at an event and everything, and some dude walks up, what's up, DCD? Slaps my ass. I'll be like, dude, I will knock you the shit out. You know, like, whatever. Don't slap my ass. That's the girl's job. But no, it's just...
But that's the thing. There's a far difference between just like getting to the point with people where you have to tell them to fuck off because they are annoying and just assholes than people that are just like, you know, cowards about debating and talking and having.
Oh, not to mention the fact that these people who are attention whores do it just to get like people to view them. Like gamer girls who are like, oh yeah, look, titties. Ha ha. I play so much.
What's that? What's Peter Brady's girlfriend?
Adrian.
I hate those types.
Yeah, Adrian, whatever her name is. Hi, I play MMOs. Look at my tits. You know, those types, yeah. And I'm not talking about the real. I mean, there's people out there that are, you know, real. It just happen to be hot.
Yeah, like our friend Rachel.
Like Rachel. Rachel just happens to be hot, but she's a gamer through and through.
Yeah, she's through and through.
You mean blonde Rachel?
Yeah. Angie Renee. I love that girl.
Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, she's like, she breaks the mold of those idiot big, you know, like, because she'd be a gamer if she was. If she was green and 700 pounds, you know, it wouldn't matter. She'd be playing, you know, she'd be
green and 700 pounds. What kind of women
still,
are you
still
looking
cosplaying.
At?
Women love me.
Hulk smash.
we, I am Hulk.
Hulk love you forever. No, but I get your point. It's all about the skills. I mean, I know a lot of girls out there who would easily qualify for like on-camera work doing their thing. But, you know, because these fake gamer girls get the opportunity first, I mean, these girls get robbed, and it's not fair.
Absolutely.
Damn sure it ain't fair. Like, but see, and that's me, man. It's like, looking at these consoles with the Wii U, PlayStation, everything, it's like, at the end of the day, you know, I'm all about getting everything. I'm not the type of person to be like, yo, like, I got the Xbox, so you don't need this. Because the Xbox is hot, or PS3 got everything, you don't need to get this. No, get everything. It makes the industry that we love grow and be more healthy when more people get involved. to get everything. You know what I'm saying? Yo, my crib right now, I got the PS3, the Wii, the 360, everything is, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, and you just touched upon it too, being a, and I can't sit here on my top of my soapbox and tell people what a real gamer is, because being a gamer is different to everybody, and I respect everyone's opinions. But me as a gamer, I want to play as much of everything as my pockets can afford every day of all, you know, and that includes in any format I can get, whether it's handheld, crappy video games I get in Toys R Us that are on sale for $3.99 that remind me of the Game & Watch games, yeah, or a PlayStation 3 that I can pick up on sale so I can finally play Uncharted, like, not at a friend's house. You know, I want to play everything, you know, like, as much as possible. Games drive me to buy systems. I ultimately, in last generation, I was like, I'm a Nintendo, you know, I want to support Nintendo, and then then Arkham Asylum comes out. You know, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm, I need to buy one of these systems. Yeah. And I bought it, you know, that. And then I'm playing all these other games. You know, I bought a 3DS because I wanted to play Super Mario Bros. 3D. And I love it. You know, but, you know, games drive me. Not necessarily supporting of a, you know, I save my, you know, allegiances for sports teams, not for companies that put out the best product. But, sorry.
No, I can agree with that because of the fact that even this bastard over here, King Baby Duck, has all three systems under his roof. That I know that I've recently just obtained a PS3, but that's because somebody moved in my house. It's not mine physically. So I'm saying that I haven't been able to buy a PS3, but I've been like looking through from Craigslist on to everything I possibly can find it on. But for some cheap money and do whatever I have to do to it to make it, you know, the best PS3 that I possibly can. But that's one of those things where I just got like an HDTV off somebody. Then I, you know, I was able to, you know, hook up my second Xbox to that, my Wii up on that one. And now I'm thinking if I could get that PS3, that'd be awesome because it does have an HD aspect. It has Blu-ray. It has, you know, some stuff that I would like to add on to that TV because of the fact that it will make it all that much better.
Absolutely.
So that's why I want all three systems right in a row next to each other.
I
want to
play everything. Yeah, I even want to play crappy games just so I can have I like seeing crappy movies or playing crappy games just so I can have an opinion on it. I don't like talking about stuff out my ass, you know? Like,
so does that mean you sat in the theater for 3 hours watching Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2?
No. I wait for it to come on video and my girlfriend to make me watch it.
With a gun to your head.
Yeah, oh God.
Yo, I want to put y'all on to something that y'all probably didn't see yet, but you guys got to see Wii U in 3D, son. Ooh. Oh my God!
Yeah, there are some games. I think like what was it, Assassin's Creed 3 supported it.
Really?
Wait. Yeah. So you're saying the add-on system there to make it 3D so you pop on the glasses or what?
No, I'm talking about my TV being able to convert anything to 3D.
That is awesome.
Oh yeah, mine does that too. It's kind of a little weird doing it like that, but I'll tell you this. I mean, some of the games actually do look a little freakier with that. That's kind of cool.
Wait.
It looks crazy. Yo, I'm gonna tell you something right now. Even though Super Mario is like, you know, the 2D left to right gameplay, there's certain aspects where the 3D popped out. I was like, yo, this looks crazy. You know, and that's the only game the 3D out on. I'm also tested out on the Zombie U. But I'm telling you, man, this 3D thing, the only reason why 3D didn't take off as much as Sony and all these other companies would have liked it to is just because a lot of people bash what they can't afford to have.
Yeah,
absolutely. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
If you look at PlayStation 3 when it first came out, people were bashing it. But how you bashing something you can't even, you don't even got $600 to buy this shit? Like, how can you really talk negative about it and you don't even have it?
It'd be funny, just people sitting around. You know, these hot tubs really piss me off.
I can't people stand that have Ferraris. Hot tubs at their houses.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're mad because they can't buy it.
Yep.
But when you get it and you can experience it, the best game to this day, 3D-wise, besides God of War, Chains of Olympus, the way they redid that, but MotorStorm Apocalypse in 3D?
Oh, yeah. Imagine.
Right now, everybody that's listening in, I will purposely take your heart and your soul out of your body, bring you to my house so I can show it to your soul, then put the soul back into your body so you can understand this game of Hip Hop Gamer's house.
I don't think if everybody ever said, hey, let me see your soul for a minute, I got to show you something. But I'm fully behind you on that. Motor Storm looks amazing.
I love y'all. So, that, you know, say no homo. But, you know, God bless y'all. Man, you guys got to come to my house one day. Or something. Well, y'all don't live in New York, but I'm just saying, like,
oh, if I come up to New York, man, we party.
Yeah, sometimes
you go to New York, yo, DC. I'm
telling you. Tear apart the bars.
Oh my God, Times Square all day. I'm telling
I
you,
know, that, brother.
Man.
I agree.
With Evan and Phil, like, yo, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all come up to New York. If y'all up here for a week, just call me, son. I'm telling you, like, yeah,
we'll definitely
time,
take you up on that.
Yes,
someday.
We will definitely take you up on
that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll
keep this podcast and remember it. We'll, like, tape record it, but knocking your door. But who the hell is that? We'll, like, remember this? We'll play it back to you. You guys are invited anytime, so.
Yo, I'm telling y'all, man. It's like, I just love games. So far, let me tell you my experience with Call of Duty Black Ops 2 with the Wii U. Now, I'm going to be honest, right? My man gave me a call. Now, he had the PSD version of Call of Duty Black Ops 2. He didn't see the 360 version. So he was telling me, like, yo, I just got the Wii U Black Ops 2. He said, yo, it blows the PS3 one out the water. Like, texture-wise, everything looks way better. I was like, word? And the way he was talking about it, I asked him, like, yo, well, did you see the 360 version? But the 360 version is out of this world, too. He's like, yo, I didn't see the 360 version. But in comparison to the PS3 one, yo, this shit is cracked. It's this now. I'm like, word? So I went out. You know what I'm saying? Holler at some of my peoples over at GameStop. I'm like, yo, let me get that. So I got the Call of Duty Black Ops 2 on the Wii U. It's amazing. Like, don't get me wrong. It looks phenomenal. It looks great. But the 360 one still wins just because the 360, when it comes to frame rate, the Wii U version slightly dips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Slightly dips. And the reason why is because when you have a TV they got like the 240 hertz or like the 960 clear motion rate one like I got. If you got a TV like that, you can actually expose the actual games and how they was developed and how often they drop in frame rate. Like if you go to 60 hertz, there's a natural motion blur there because you're looking at 60 hertz, so you won't be able to tell. But when you got something that's designed to be silky smooth throughout the entirety. When you see it drop, even when it's supposed to be silky smooth, then you can actually tell what games are better developed than others. In the 360 version, yo, that's the king. That's the king. Yeah. Then I would say the Wii
from a technical aspect, could that be because of what it was originally designed for?
What you mean?
Like that because Call of Duty, the game itself, the Wii U version, did they design that from ground up for the Wii U, or was that initially a port of the other?
I believe that was a port.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a port.
It's a port, because I'm going to tell you this. Zombie U? Yo, that game's flawless.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be honest with you. If Nintendo was smart, and they took Mass Effect 3 and all these other games and, like, did these type of things from the ground up, even though it's the same game, if they did those games from the ground up specifically for Wii U,
it would make the difference in how well it looks.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time. Absolutely. I mean, instead of just porting over the game and then trying to add the features on top.
Yeah.
Wii U is probably would have been the best third-party representation of all those games that came out.
Just really? to go to what all these people are complaining about, but when they're like, oh, it doesn't look as good as this, doesn't look like that. That's the reason. I mean, that's what a lot of, like, you know, average people that just want to add, you know, piss on the fire and stuff like that. You guys are absolutely right. It's like the games that they designed from the ground up on the Wii U just look, you know, so
phenomenal. Right. But like in every way.
And like, I feel like that's why Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor's Edge plays so much better than it does in the PS3 and Xbox.
I can't wait to check out
that. Well, yeah, because they were designing that version specifically for the Wii U.
Yeah, I didn't play Ninja Gaiden 3 on Wii U yet. I played that at press events, but I didn't play it, you know, at home yet. So it really runs. Run better than the 360 and the PS3 versions?
Let me just say, I think it runs about the same. It has, like, you know, some of the frame rate hitches that you were talking about. That's the thing. A lot of these games do, like Darksiders. Some of the games have the frame rate hitches. But I'll tell you this. They bumped up the challenge so that it's back to a regular Ninja Gaiden level. They bumped up Carnage so you can actually chop people up now. They got rid of that dramatic shit that kind of held down the storyline. And they added in the weapons. You can actually earn weapons a lot quicker now instead of, like, having to go through and then buy them like DLC. So almost like every aspect of the game is improved. Like I said, the frame rate jumps a little bit, but that's because from what I heard, the Wii U doesn't have as strong a CPU as, say, you know, the 360, so they're doing what they can with it. Actually, but I think they're doing enough with it that, you know, it's really – you can see the step up in quality. And I was just really, really just blown away by how much better a game Ninja Gaiden 3 is. And I like the one that came out back in March. I thought that was a great game, but now it's just – I think I was too nice to that game. So because this is a definitive version, you know what I mean?
But going back to the CPU, I thought the Wii U does have a more powerful one, because I read that Xbox 360 has a 512 megabyte CPU, and the Wii U's got a 2 gig one.
See, here's the thing. I was reading that with some developers, and they said it was a poorly developed CPU. A couple of the development teams who apparently didn't, you know, want to officially go on record about it, said that when developing for the Wii U, they were running into troubles with it. And with some of the third-party games, you can kind of see that. Like NBA 2K13 on the Wii U, its frame rate is cut in half. It doesn't run at 60 frames per second. It runs at about 30, and it has a number of glitches, too.
But see, the thing is, to me, like, any system on its launch day, you got to forgive them for a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Because every system goes through that. Like, I give you an example. You know, if you look at PlayStation 3 on day one, like, you ain't get The Last of Us on day one. You didn't get all these great games that we've gotten on day one. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I will tell you this. Out of the games that you did get, the Resistance 1, that game was incredible. It ran well, and it had 40-player online, and it was smooth. But that was just one game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything else had problems.
Yeah, it evolved. I mean,
I feel like this is the first year of Wii U, so you got to be forgiving for a lot of things just because of developers and the time it had.
Especially considering that the developers had so many years to develop on these other platforms, and then just, you know, and then for the most part porting over to Wii U. I have a silly question about NBA 2K since you 2K13 since you played it.
First answer, phone.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry about that. How does the whole running plays on the fly system work with the screen? Do you have all your preset plays?
Oh, what it is on the screen, it's kind of weird. I mean, you can do like coaching options and everything like that, but when you're playing the game, it shows like predator vision. Yes, because it shows the players, and like the ones who get in hot streaks, they turn red and everything. Otherwise, they're like blue if they're not shooting that well, or they're orange if they're normal.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it's kind of weird predator vision. I mean, I'm like, I keep seeing Kobe, and I'm like, do I get to lock on with lasers or something? But no, it's a really cool idea. I mean, plus you can tap on a player and check their stats at any time.
To check out individual players, set individual coverage options on them and things like that. Because the Wii U pad, I mean, we're going to get a little bit later to things we want to see eventually with it, but sports games interactions are one of the things I'm most excited about the option of eventually being able to draw extensions of what you can do in that Yoshi minigame of drawing plays in the sand and then seeing your players do the actions that you're drawing, you know, especially in basketball, because it could simulate an on-the-fly...
FIFA 13, blows the doors off what you can do with this system, because you can change coaching plays, you can look at everything from the perspective of the coach's box. So many features with it. It's phenomenal. I mean, the only thing I didn't care about was the draw screen kick thing. I mean, I don't want to draw my kick. I want to kick my kick.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, come on, I got a foot.
But they tried that with the Kinect, and sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, I know, but with Wii U, you can just feel the integration with that. And I'll tell you this, Madden, you know, as much as like a lackluster port as it is without the Ultimate Madden feature, without the Infinity, I mean, the way you can draw up plays on this touch screen, it really does represent how much better this series can get over time.
Mm.
You know, it's actually not a waste like Madden was on the 3DS when it first came out.
And I totally agree that's how a lot of these sports games should be made, to be able to create your own plays in such a formation. I mean, granted, it was awesome to be able to shout the plays on the Kinect, but to actually be able to position the players wherever you want them to be.
Yeah, I just have so many fond memories of playing sports, and especially if you're playing street ball or just like backyard football games, you do that. You draw the play, you point where people go, or just when you're out there in the moment calling plays on the fly. I never felt like in any of the current generation systems, or any of the old stuff, when you have to include play calling, it always... Or changing to different players, pointing to players for a touch pass, and it always feels a little off from the mind to the controller to the system feel. The Wii U pad feels like it's just made for sports games in some ways, you know?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the gamepad or the pro controller?
I was talking about initially, like, the gamepad. The gamepad, I think, is just made
because I'm going to tell you, the pro controller, I like the way it looks and feels and stuff.
I haven't played it.
I see how... if you've been, if you grew up in America all your life and then you go to Europe and start driving on the other side,
the fact they switched the systems,
it's like that's like the pro controller. It's like there's a lot of things that's backwards that I'm not even sure if you could change in terms of, you know, being able to
That's a really weird
putting the thumbsticks on top. I don't know if that was the smartest move.
I think it was not, because playing Call of Duty, and I think B is to reload instead of jump.
Yep.
Yeah, that screwed up. That's just like I kept hitting the button.
It felt like Chinese to me. You know what I'm saying? It works in terms of being responsive, but it don't feel right because, you know, I'm American. Like I don't do it that way.
But the reason why I think that they did that set up the controller is so they wouldn't be sued by Microsoft saying, hey, you totally copied our pro controller.
That's a good point, because it totally does look exactly like, you know, the setup. The way it looks like an Xbox controller, other than some other aspects of it.
But that said, who's going to stop any of these third-party controller makers from making their own pro controllers that look and feel exactly how the Xbox 360 or PS3 controllers are?
It's true, but that would even confuse
me. There's already somebody on it.
Yeah, but I think it's a weird choice that they did. It must be for some reasoning like that, some copyright issue or something else, because they wouldn't, exactly, they wouldn't do that to us, because it feels backwards, I don't know.
It does, but thank God for the Chronos device, because the Chronos device, you could just put the USB in there.
I'm such and a dick that I actually know Chronos use... is the Klingon homeworld. Sorry.
I like the Chronos device. You can use like any controller in any kind of way on any system. So I can use my 360 on PS3 and my PS3 controller on Wii U, nice. And yeah, I can use whatever I want to use for either platform. So that's cool.
GameCube controller.
You know, it's kind of funny you mentioned Star Trek, because I had images in my head like Captain Picard going like, why the fuck would you change the button configuration? I'm going to make that a meme. Watch. Just shit.
Bring me some Earl tea. Hot. Earl Grey tea. Hot.
Okay. It's just crazy to me, man. But overall, I will say this. You know, I'm enjoying, you know, the Wii U. Don't get it twisted. I'm definitely enjoying it. You know, there's some more games, you know, I got to get, and some others I have to wait for, obviously. Mm-hmm. But in terms of this entire generation, it's like I'm starting to wonder how long the Wii U is going to be on the market. Because depending on how the next PlayStation and next Xbox performs, if they perform so well to the point where the Wii U is like kind of non-existent after a year, we may see another system like the
Wii U Plus. The Wii U Plus.
Like you may see another system. Like, or and the reason why I say that is because, you know, the next PlayStation is coming with the next PlayStation Move and the next Cam and the next this. The next Xbox got the update to the Kinect and the update to this. So the things that the Nintendo Wii originally had that made them different, Sony and Microsoft got more sophisticated products of those things in different ways, and they launching with that now. It's not going to be an add-on. It's going to be a part of the bread and butter of the system the next go-around.
This is a good issue, like, of a bigger issue. Can Nintendo maintain success from the core audience that has to play those Nintendo games that come out, you know, the new Mario, a new Zelda, a new Metroid, all those games we were hoping for that would come out, will those titles alone keep the system relevant when the other two companies come out with their product? Or are you right, and Nintendo Wii will just disappear? I tend to think that Nintendo has been around for so many years and has so much of a based in fan base that if they're smart enough and they cater, as we talked about earlier, if they cater to the people that have been playing Nintendo since 1986 and beyond, then maybe they can have some sort of success. But if they're looking to have just quote-unquote core gamers, the average core gamers, I think they're in major trouble.
So what they need to do, I mean, I'm just gonna call it right now. They need to, like, hold off on all this Pokemon shit. I mean, you know Pokemon's going to come out for the system eventually. Yeah, I'm saying give us some Metroid. Later, give us that Pokemon. Zelda. Give us the Smash Brothers. Give us the games that hooked us to begin with. You know, they got us into the N64. They got us into the GameCube. You know, at this rate, why not even hire back, like, what's left over of that Factor 5 team and make another Rogue Leader or Rogue Squadron, you know? On the Wii.
Please do it.
Because let me tell you something. Imagine having a two-player Star Wars game where one player has the TV and they're flying the Millennium Falcon, and then the other player has the gamepad and they're shooting from, like, the lasers on the other side.
I also want a new Conker's Bad Fur Day.
See, I've been bugging him for a new Battletoads for years. I mean, Rare's just doing Kinect Sports and Kinect Knitting and shit.
That'd be amazing.
Yes.
But you just target to that audience. They need to do some target marketing, basically, what they need to do. And they need to focus on that more than anything else, because if they're trying to compete with these other two big boys, they're not going to do it with what they're carrying under their hood right now. They're going to lose the race in the end.
Okay. And for me, I feel that all third-party titles, like, think about it. The next Call of Duty on, what you going to buy it on? PlayStation 4 or Wii U? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, seriously.
Are we going to have to do like, Ghostbuster crap again where we get less, you know, not quite as developed models and things like that, or a completely different art direction with third party? No. I mean, it's they're making the same mistake in that sense. Not that I'm like a graphics nut or anything like that, but when it comes down to it, they're making a similar mistake that they made last time.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, I mean, Nintendo just needs to get back in that hardcore thing. I mean, it's like Sony, you know, they may be struggling and everything like that, but they've still managed to put together this dedicated team and release this week PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, which is a kick-ass fighting game, by the way, if you have not checked it out yet.
Can't wait to try that.
Just focus on the hard... I mean, you know, because the hardcore people... We are the ones who, you know, got Nintendo where they were. I mean, without us, I don't think anybody would have gotten on board, even with the popularity of Wii Sports. You know, it's a matter of catering to all audiences. E3, they didn't do that. Here's Nintendo Land. That's great. Thank you for showing us Nintendo Land. Where the fuck is my Metroid?
Yeah. I know exactly. Like, Metroid, the mini game's fun, but why isn't this a huge, big, you know, where's my Metroid Prime should be released with the damn system?
Nintendo needs new IP. Yeah.
New IPs, you know what? It works so well in the GameCube, because look at Eternal Darkness. That's one of their most highly regarded games ever. It fucked with your head big time. It was so unlike Nintendo, and everybody I know who played it loved it.
Eternal Darkness was that shit. But I will tell you this, though. I will tell you this. Nintendo, right now, like, in their position, especially coming off of a successful Nintendo Wii, like, they need new IPs. That's one. And two, they need to put themselves in a position where either they selling their games for $49.99 while the competition is $59.99 or something. Yeah. Because when the next PlayStation or the next Xbox comes, I'm telling you, I promise you.
He's speaking high-pitched. He means
it. Yeah, he means it. He's being very serious.
I'm telling you.
He's an excited man.
Some of the things I know, too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, the next systems come. The Wii U, yo, love my Wii U and everything. But there's going to be no use for it unless I got some games that I can't get elsewhere else.
Yeah, like, exactly. Unless Nintendo puts out...
You know what? I will say one thing in regards to one smart move they made. They are going after some stuff. I mean, like Ninja Gaiden 3, they published because they knew it would be the ultimate version. Bayonetta 2... They announced I thought was a bombshell because I did not see that coming.
Bayonetta 2 is not exclusive. Trust me, I'm gonna just leave that. I'm gonna just say that.
But that's the thing, like if they can somehow keep Bayonetta 2 and hire. I'm blanking on the name of the company that
Platinum Games.
If they could like lock down Platinum Games as an exclusive Nintendo, I mean, I know it's probably not gonna happen, but if they do something do something like that, then they keep themselves in the longevity for this. You know, if they get a company that can just, you know, like kind of like what they had with Rare during the N64 era, a company that was making must-have games for their system within their house. Either that or new IPs. Get some younger people in there that have some good, or not necessarily younger, whatever. Just some.
And I mean new quality IPs, not like Sing Party.
Right, exactly. Yes. Or I'm sorry to pile on here, or Wii Music. Sorry, Mr. Miyamoto. But I mean, you need like brand new, great, dark titles in some, not necessarily dark as in like bloody or shit. I just mean like the things that make
off,
you think.
Off, what usual is off the standard? What off Nintendo usually
exactly.
does?
Exactly. So something that Nintendo hasn't done. Make a really great first person shooter from Nintendo or something, maybe.
I expected Nintendo to be like announcing like their first ever first party in studio M rated title.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. Something like that. You know, not making Lego City as an exclusive for, you know, like actually have Bully 2 be an exclusive for Nintendo or something. I don't know, maybe I'm the only person that's excited for a Bully 2.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead 2.
Lock
2.
That.
Something
Lock
like
that. Game.
Get something.
Even though, you know, it's different.
But get something, you know, and obviously in-house, like you guys were saying, in-house create some new worthwhile IPs that are going to keep people having to play Nintendo systems. Because I agree. I love my Wii U. I love my pad. I have it set to my remote control. The easiest setup of anything ever, by the way.
Yes.
Setting it up as a universal remote. That's so cool. You know, to just have it all in one little thing. Then I wake up in my house and I have my little, you know, Star Trek pad, you know, that I'm reading. They need to add a Nook application too, so I can read books on it too, or whatever. I mean, it's a cool little feature that I love, but I'm excited for the new
Xbox. I got a question.
Yes?
You can't take the Wii U controller only else other places, right? It has to be connected
Not
to the
yet,
console,
no,
right?
You can't. You should be able to. I should be able to do that, but I can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, that's now. I'm gonna tell you right now. This is what Nintendo should work on, a way where you can take your controller anywhere.
Yeah, that becomes your thing, is your control, and then you take to other people's houses, and it has your whole Miiverse on that. You know, you got your little...
Something.
It's like a
or you go to a park and chill and do some cool things with it, like an iPad can.
Treat
like
it like a tricorder.
Like,
you know,
I'm
like
telling you, they gotta do... Yo, when the next systems come, son.
When they come...
I don't understand this right now.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Yo, listen, I'm so emotional about.
I know.
I'm gonna just give y'all a little hint. Right after the conference from E3, as soon as I left Sony's conference, I went somewhere, and where I went, one of my people that you know worked for Sony, they was like, "Yo, listen, I know you're excited about." You know what we saw with Last of Us and Beyond Two Souls, but that's nothing. Like seriously, you had to see the look on the eyes. Like they're like, yo, that's nothing. Like next year we're gonna f shit up. That's exactly what they said. Next year we're gonna f shit up. Like,
some more.
Why would he edit himself in the first half of the sentence and then not edit himself in the second half? We're gonna f shit up.
They're more or less in the sense they were like, you think you're excited now, feel these nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, yo, real talk, son. It was like if Kim Kardashian had four asses.
Yeah.
And you got...
I'd be scared because that means four different ways for her to poop.
I mean, like, how do you sit?
Thank God she learned how to use the three seashells.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells. Sorry, demolition man.
I'm telling you, man, and... Like, yo, put it like this. Like, the Square Enix engine that they've been showing off, my God, the next-gen Square Enix engine, yo.
Now my nipples are getting hard. Can we
I'm sorry,
well,
man.
The one thing that I could say is like how you're talking about games that could, you know, come back. I was thinking about Manhunt. Because of the fact of how Zombie U is... Zombie U feels like that kind of aspect that they could have put into the new Manhunt 2,
oh, yeah.
Even though Manhunt 2 was just absolute shite. Manhunt 1 was awesome. Manhunt 2,
yeah,
shit.
Was amazing. Yeah, the first one was...
So, it was one of those things that I felt like, you know how, like I was saying earlier,
the original Wii, I felt like it couldn't handle that with the second Manhunt because of the fact of the graphics. It looked like they had to dumb the shit like out of all the graphics aspect to it, which made my character get caught in almost every fucking corner of the game. And that's what
we couldn't even pass that one level.
We couldn't pass this one fucking level just because of the fact that if you're trying to hide in the shadows, somehow you're still out in the light. It didn't make any sense. But that's one of those things that I'm saying. If somebody is able to go back and recreate a new Manhunt or something add-on or whatever and make that game that much better for the Wii U, I'd be much happier.
Another cool game I was talking about, and this is just a dream scenario, some sort of game like, I'm just going to call it Populous Wii U.
SimCity.
But like a world. Sim world where you have a whole globe on your Wii pad, and then you can point to different places on the globe and you close up on it, and then you could be God and strike down earthquakes and things like that. And other people, throw in monsters.
I'd be happy if you had back if you brought back that ActRaiser. Bring it on.
Yeah. Exactly. Something like that I think the Wii U. Very great
game.
Very, very and you very mentioned cool. something before, Rob, that they need to hold out on that eventual, coming Pokemon game where you take the Wii pad, you look around your house and there's AR sort of thing. You see little Pokemon everywhere. You have to catch them. Then you put them into the game and then you have your big MMO.
It would be a bad time to go to the kiddies litter box. I choose you, Poopaholic.
I want a Poopaholic Pokemon.
Throws turds at you. Turds.
And then you have an MMO / new stadium game built into one giant Pokemon game.
That would suck if you had an apartment. You'd only be able to go in like one fucking room and be like, oh god damn it.
Okay, maybe I'm adding the AR thing as my own like turn on. But you don't even have to have it. You can just have it set up as like a Pokemon MMO with a stadium aspect to the game and 3DS integration as well. And I want more. I want some 3DS stuff.
I want Mario Galaxy 3. Yes. Period.
Or done. Just the Mario game that's going to come out in this system with I heard someone mention this. I'm stealing someone's thunder in this, but like Mario World, like just to something like a whole like.
You oh wow!
Mario Universe or something.
Oh like world!
That. Yeah, universe. Mario Universe. It's like
Mario
every
Universe, and I'm telling you, right? No, it's going to be good.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Now that we're on the subject of...
I had to do that, brother. Sorry.
it's all good. It's all good.
This concludes the first part of this special podcast episode. Tune in next week with myself, Blue Wanick, Issues Guy, JC Riley, the DCD, and Hip Hop Gamer as we discuss the games and the future of Nintendo. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you, you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. Peace!